This is Talking Business.
Well, joining me now is Gillian Butler, who's the owner and head pastry chef at Gillian's Cakery. It's named after you, Gillian, so obviously you're the head pastry chef.
Yes.
Great to talk to you. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Now, I love the thing in your LinkedIn profile. It says 2002, Le Cordon Bleu College of Culinary Arts, Sydney, intermediate level. 2014, 12 years later, Le Cordon Bleu College of Culinary Arts, Sydney, superior level A. So 12 years in between your stints at the College of Culinary Arts.
That's
and,
right.
In the meantime, it was back in doing insurance.
That's right, yes. It took me a long time to decide that I really wanted to do my passion, which is baking and pastry. I grew up in a household where everything was homemade and made from scratch, and I think that carried through to my adulthood, but I didn't really know what to do with it. I was very interested, and I knew that I was. I just had, problems with going out on my own and doing that. So I kind of took the safe route and went corporate, and I flip-flopped back and forward between, you know, the next 12 years doing corporate and a few baking jobs and catering jobs and things like that.
Oh, you did. I mean, it looked like you were at QBE for the whole time. You were at QBE for like 7 years, I think.
Yeah, I was at QBE for 7 years. I was also a travel agent for 7 years before. I did quite a few other things. I worked at a bank as well for a year and a half. And, just a few things.
And presumably cooking up a storm at home.
Yeah.
So tell us about your decision to... to actually, okay, now I'm sick of all this being corporate. I'm going to do what I love, which is cook cakes.
Sure. It was a difficult decision for me because I like a safety net. I think a lot of people do. But I think the pivotal moment for me was when I turned 40. And I decided that when I was 70, I didn't really want to have something that I regretted this big in life to go after my dream or go after something that I was absolutely passionate about, whether it was not going to yield me any money or any success or anything. I think in the past I had been quite fearful of failure, and I think I probably just got my chutzpah together when I was 40 and said, listen, if I don't do this, I will regret it and I can't have a major regret in my life. So in 2013, in November, I quit QBE and I spent the next 8 months or so looking for a place, a suitable place to open up my cake shop. We found one in June of 2014. We spent about 2.5 months or so pulling everything out, and my husband and I did everything from, you know, the walls to the tiling to new counters and everything.
It took you a while. You must have been fussy.
It was just us doing it on the weekends. So.
No, but 8 months to find it. I mean, I'm just saying.
Oh, yes.
You must have had a pretty clear idea of what you wanted, and you ended up in Surry Hills.
I did, yeah. We had about 5 different locations that we were going back and forward between, including Mossman, Crow's Nest, Surry Hills, of course, actually 2 in Crow's Nest. And we just kind of wanted to do a study on the types of treats that we do and the cakes and the demographics of each area. And we felt like Surry Hills was probably the best suited to my place. There wasn't a cake shop within 0.5 kilometre radius of where we wanted to put down, whereas the other places, the other suburbs did. And we thought, yeah, Surry Hills was a great place. It's a really funky area. It's coming up and there's lots of really cool shops and cafes.
Lots of journalists.
That's right. Journalists, fashion, yeah. Architects.
So what did you decide to make?
My cake shop is more of an Americana type cake shop. So
what does that mean?
That means that all of the treats that I make are of American sort of heritage, or you would find these kind of cakes if you go to America. Beautiful three-layered cakes with lashings of icing, lots of vanilla, cinnamon, things that evoke memories of childhood, being in your grandma's kitchen, that kind of thing. Because I grew up half my life in Dallas, Texas. And so all of the recipes that I bake are pretty much an ode to my childhood and my memories.
Right, so how's the business going?
It's going great. We have about three pastry chefs, including myself, who rotate on a regular basis. I have two baristas and a couple of all-rounders, and we're busy.
Oh, so you're serving coffee as well, and you're not just selling cake?
We do, yes. We serve cakes by the slice and whole. We also have a treat side that if you want something on the go, like a brownie or a cookie or something like that, we have those as well. We've got little quiches, pastry galettes that are savory with spinach and feta. We've got soups for lunch, that kind of thing. You can sit down, have a nice cup of coffee and a piece of cake with your friends.
So do you make more money as a cafe restaurant or as a cake shop?
I think...
Or is that not a relevant question?
No, it is actually. It's a really good question because we started the cake shop just as a pure, unadulterated cake shop that offered just the cakes and the coffee. And we found that we did have to diversify ourselves in terms of product offerings because not everybody is going to want either a whole cake or a piece of cake every single day of the week, but people will need lunch, people will need drinks, you know, coffees, banana bread, very basic things. And so, yes, I found that I had to start making and producing things that were fillers, that were able to actually keep us open and sort of average out the cash register at the end of the day instead of having lots of spikes and peaks.
So when are you going to franchise it?
I would love to franchise. I think we need to get all of our processes in place. We need to just make sure that all of the formulas and the recipes are able to be scaled correctly, and we have strong people to be able to help us with those kinds of things to make sure that the second and the third are not going to be diluted down the line. It will be a pure product each time you go into a Jillian's Cakery.
Right, but that is on the drawing board, as it were.
It is, however, financials, of course, are the one thing that that I think hold us back from growing at the moment.
Fair enough. So, how's your pecan pie?
Oh, it's amazing.
I bet it is.
It's fantastic. It is
the
actually...
special Texan pecan pie, I imagine.
Yes, yes, sir. It's a original recipe from my mother-in-law, Shirley. Shirley B. And when she was young, her and her sister had a pecan tree in the backyard. They would pick pecans and shell each one
pecan,
of them.
Oh, pecan, I'm saying pecan. That's an Australian pronunciation, is it?
It depends on where you come from.
Pecan.
If it's, pecan or pecan. I like to call it pecan, but yeah. But yeah, so they used to shell each one of them. Put them in the pie and make it from scratch. And this is the original recipe. So this is, a 30 to 40-year-old recipe. It's amazing.
Pecan pies and pumpkin pies never really took off in Australia. I mean, it's huge in America, but I don't know, they're not that big here, are they?
Well, it's more of an American tradition. And I find that each year that we're open, more people get more interested in it. I think they just don't understand what it is, especially a pumpkin pie, because they come into the shop and they say, "What is in a pumpkin pie?" And they kind of think that it's more of a savory thing. And when I educate them and let them know, it's like a sweet custard, except it's made with pureed pumpkin, and they have a taste of it. They absolutely love it. So I think it's more about having it available and educating the public on what kind of different sweets are around.
Well, pumpkins are sweet things, aren't they?
In my book, they are.
Well, great to talk to you, Gillian, and good luck with the future, and I hope your dream of franchising the business comes off.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you, Alan.
I've been talking to Gillian Butler of Gillian's Cakery in Surry Hills, Sydney. Go and check it out. I'm sure you'll love the pumpkin pie.